All right, guys, welcome to Creeps in the Crypt. As always, this is Eric.
I'm Sam.
This is Christian.
We're a lively bunch tonight.
Yeah, we're so lively. You know, it's almost like something has sucked the essence from us. Sucked.
How many times are you going to say that throughout this episode?
Probably a lot.
I didn't even think about that when I was like, ooh, let's do this. And you didn't even think that you were going to turn this into something dirty.
Let's say Christian's a chupa and my penis is a goat.
A cabra.
Yep. Goat sucker.
We're doing the chupacabra.
We're doing the chupacabra.
In wonderful Christian fashion, I do love me some cryptids. And this is one that...
Well, it's your birthday episode.
This is in honor of you, our favorite creep, Christian.
It's your birthday episode.
Go, shawty.
So, this is like a heavy hitter. And...
Mm-hmm. I would put him up there with the Jersey Devil as far as like
I would say
notoriety.
No, I would go even further.
You think so?
I would say,
but he is one of the newest
Bigfoot cryptids. Because the people of Puerto Rico have really leaned into him.
Mm-hmm. And, I believe it.
And there's stuffed animals. At one point there was a popular chupacabra cartoon.
I did see video links for the chupacabra cartoon.
Why do I not have a stuffed chupacabra?
Why? I mean, if the cat keeps getting up on the counter, I can make that happen.
You're going to make him into like a...
Yeah, I'll take him to the taxidermy.
He's not even dead. Chupacabra.
He's not dead.
Yet. Be like, chupacabra got him. Oh, is that why he's drained of blood? Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Wouldn't stop getting up on the counter, so chupacabra got him.
I don't know. I think
Oh, suck McGillicuddy got him.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
I've never even... What?
It's crazy what a shop vac and a hypodermic needle can accomplish.
I don't even know if that's even possible.
We can test that theory.
No.
We can find something. Fuck PETA. Can we get a goat? Who's got a goat that we can borrow to test my
shot back with hypodermic?
I guess I'm going to have to go.
We can go find Tom Brady. Isn't he a goat?
His blood's probably worth a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, call me El Chupacabra. We can go get Tom Brady's blood.
El Chupacapo?
I don't know. He wasn't looking like the goat. He was not looking like the goat this weekend.
Nope.
But, nope, that was lovely to see him lose.
Yeah. But this isn't a sports podcast, so...
Anyway, so...
I can talk hours on how much I dislike Tom Brady.
Same. Let's not go there.
The Chupacabra is a cryptid that's rumored to exist all across North and South America, with reported sightings spanning from Chile up to Maine, and even some in Russia. The... creature's name comes from a combination of the Spanish word chupar, which means to suck, and cabra means goat.
Which is funny to me because in most of the reports, he drains chickens.
Well.
So he's a cocksucker.
What's that, polo?
Yeah.
Pollo?
Pollo.
Yeah.
Pollo.
Yeah.
I took French. I don't know.
Chupa polo.
Chupa polo. The double L is a Y sound.
Pollo. Chupa pollo. But chupacabra literally means goat sucker. It earned this title from reports that say it sucked the blood from livestock such as goats and leaves puncture wounds on the animals almost as large enough to fit a human finger in. Fun fact.
And hardly ever leaves any tread behind it, like no footprints, nothing.
Except in a few circumstances, they have gotten chupacabra footprints.
They have. They also got saliva, but one time they didn't get it tested in time and it degraded. So it came back like damaged.
Like inconclusive or whatever. Yeah. The chupacabra first made headlines back in 1995 when reports surfaced about an unknown creature that had attacked 8 sheep on a farm in Puerto Rico and drained their blood. Shortly after that report, more started to pop up in the U.S., Mexico, Nicaragua, Argentina, Panama, Brazil, Peru, and other countries. It's like 50 countries, I think.
What?
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of that stems from hysteria, though, too.
Yeah.
So I would say, all right, before we go any further, there are two different species, and I'm saying this with air quotes,
yes,
of chupacabra. There is the Puerto Rican chupacabra, and then there's the Texas chupacabra, and they are two very different fucking things. One looks like a mutated coyote with mange, and the other is supposedly like a UFO alien lizard man.
I do talk about the U.S. chupacabra a little bit, but it's mainly the Puerto Rican.
He's a bitch-ass chupacabra. Ain't nobody killed the Puerto Rican chupacabra. People kill the Texas chupacabra all the fucking time.
All the time.
They're just like, that looks like a goddamn chupacabra on the side of the road.
It's a coyote with mange.
It's a coyote with mange most of the time. That don't look like no dog I ever seen before. Must be a chupacabra.
It's a not dog.
It's a not dog.
Jesus Christ. Spoiler for a future episode, mini-sode, I guess.
So, unlike other cryptids, the chupacabra seems to have the most varied physical descriptions. Chupacabras are described as reptilian creatures that stand about 3 to 4 feet and have quills popping out of their spine all the way down to their tails. It's also been reported to hiss, hop great distances, and have large glowing red eyes. Another common description is it's more of a hairless dog than reptile. Just depending on
that's the Texas. What,
yeah.
How much illegal alcohol does it take for you to see a chupacabra?
I don't know. I've got some moonshine. We can find out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck around and find out, my guy. Some farmers whose animals have fallen victim to the chupacabra have said that the creature is some sort of half human, half vampire hybrid.
And this is why I love him.
Yeah, I don't. I'm going to save my theories on what it is at the end.
Okay. Regardless of the description, the chupacabra has been a staple in Puerto Rican folklore for decades. The chupacabra was given its name after the first animals it was reported to have killed and drained in 1995, but it has since moved on to chickens, sheep, rabbits, cats, and dogs. As soon as other countries heard about the Puerto Rico incident, they started to report their own attacks on their livestock that were all dying similarly gruesome deaths, also with no explanation.
Yeah, they're always described the same way. All the blood has left the body. There's never a drop of blood, a pool of blood, anything. There has been some like instances where they described the attacks as like the animals were ripped open, but all the blood was missing or like half eaten, like whole.
Ooh.
Like it, very violent attacks, but that's so rare. Most of them, it almost is like cattle mutilations.
Mm-hmm. Which we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Kind of. We'll touch on it. In 2004, DNA results from a reported chupacabra body in Texas backs up the hairless dog theory, but it turned out to be a coyote with mange.
As it always is.
Yeah. Unless they're always lying to us.
And just spoiler alert, most of the time it's a guy in a mask, too. I learned that from Scooby-Doo.
Wow, you're taking it old school.
Yeah.
So 2 years after the 1995 incident, the chupacabra surfaced again. Eyewitness reports have him in Maine and even in central Russia. A string of dog maulings were reported in Turner, Maine. A carcass on the side of the road resembled a canine creature was discovered and thought to be the animal behind it. But it was picked clean by scavengers before it could be analyzed. And in central Russia, the same year, a bunch of livestock attacks happened. 32 turkeys and 30 sheep were killed, all found with their blood drained. Completely exsanguinated.
Mm-hmm.
All gone.
Holy shit.
The origin and description of the chupacabra vary. Some say it is an undiscovered animal species, possibly related to dogs, cats, reptiles, or a combination of the three. Others will say that it's a dinosaur that has somehow survived the prehistoric period.
I love that one.
But the most out there theory to me, well, not really to me, It's, I mean, I believe that we're not the only things in this universe. There's no way. Is that it is some kind of alien or alien pet that survived a UFO crash near Puerto Rico and has since multiplied.
This is my theory.
It is?
Yeah. So I'm glad you brought that up. This is actually the theory that I conscribe to. But I have a little bit darker twist on it.
Okay. You want to get into it now or after?
We'll just go ahead and get into it. Fuck it.
Perfect.
Since we're on it.
Yep.
So weird shit has been going on in Puerto Rico long before 1995. Some may even say the chupacabra has really been around. Like, the term was invented in 95. Mm-hmm. The phenomenon of a chupacabra, though, was happening before that. It just didn't have a name. It was just like, oh, shit, half my livestock's dead.
El chupacabra.
Yeah, it wasn't like, they just got the right marketing. He really got the right marketing and took off. But UFOs and shit have been happening in Puerto Rico. Like, there's been multiple crashes. The U.S. has gotten involved. I think there was one in the 50s and in the 80s.
Okay.
I don't have any of the notes that I took earlier in front of me. But, yeah, I want to say there was two crashes of UFOs. And I want to say probably that the chupacabra got out on one of those. Like, it was purposely crashed. The one in the 50s, I want to say, I read that no vegetation grows where the crash happened.
Oh, shit.
So it's just, like, irradiated and fucked up on this hillside. And there's just a big crater. Okay. But there was never any wreckage found or any shit like that. But something could have got out. And I know there's a U.S. military base there because Puerto Rico's U.S. territory. Mm-hmm. But here's the other cool thing about Puerto Rico. It's also the southernmost tip of the Bermuda Triangle.
Interesting.
I would love to cover the Bermuda Triangle.
That would take multiple episodes, but I'm down.
So with its reputation for mauling livestock, it's hard to believe that the chupacabra could operate faster than light vehicles. So it seems to be more of a doer
unless
than
a thinker. Unless it's got camouflage like fucking Predator.
Maybe.
It's a mini Predator.
Maybe.
I love it.
So if it bleeds, it can die.
If it were some sort of alien, it's most likely some sort of pet alien.
Or, all right, so here's the rest of my theory. I never really got to finish it. I believe the chupacabra could be an alien bioweapon. Kind of like the xenomorphs in Prometheus.
I believe that.
There's a really good sour called Prometheus.
We didn't change the topic.
sorry, I just thought of it.
But let's say they just sent a ship full of those fucking things here. Mm-hmm. Most of them died in the crash. Mm-hmm. But maybe one got away. Mm-hmm. And it just has been sucking off goats ever since.
Sucking off goats.
Wonderful wordplay there, Eric.
You like that?
Yeah. Why did you look at me when you said it? Is this another cryptid that you're going to compare me to?
Well, I mean, you suck off the goat all the time.
Oh, my God. Where's something to throw at you? Oh,
my God. I wish I had the reggae horn. Just meh, 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 meh.
I can't. It wasn't long before the stories reached Benjamin Radford, a writer and general skeptic of the tall tales of the chupacabra. Over the course of 5 years, Benjamin made it his life's work to either track down the chupacabra or debunk the legend once and for all. His research took him through forests and farmlands across South America and the southwestern states until he found what he was looking for, someone who'd actually seen a chupacabra up close and personal. Her name was Madeline Tolentino, and she said that she'd seen the chupacabra through the window of her home in Canovanas, a town east of San Juan, Puerto Rico, back in March of 1995, where 8 sheep were found dead, like I mentioned earlier. All of them drained of their blood. Every animal had strange puncture wounds on their chest, and eventually the police chalked it up to it being a fox that killed those sheep. And she said that it was a bipedal creature with black eyes, reptilian skin, spines down its back. It hopped like a kangaroo and smelled of sulfur. She said that it was responsible for the animal attacks that were happening on a regular basis.
Y'all got any of them kangaroo lizards at the petting zoo?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to feed it a banana.
I need an entire zoo filled with cryptids. I think that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But then we wouldn't have them free and causing havoc like this.
That's true. They could have hours, like their petting hours, mm-hmm. and then they're wreaking havoc hours.
I have a feeling you're going to lose a hand.
So me.
Your liability insurance would be through the roof.
That would be me. I have my, petting hours mm-hmm. and my wreaking havoc.
Yeah, I bet you do. Heavy petting hours.
Can you just shut up?
No.
No.
At least you're honest.
Yep. So, Benjamin tracked down other people who claimed to have seen the chupacabra themselves, and they backed up Madeline's description, though some differed with the chupacabra walking on four legs rather than two. Some said it had a tail, and some said it didn't. I did read that the chupacabra is known to walk on two legs but run on four. So,
that would make sense.
That, yes. For years, Benjamin's investigation and research went nowhere. He told BBC, quote, "I was, of course, initially skeptical of the creature's existence. At the same time, I was mindful that new animals have yet to be discovered. I didn't want to just debunk or dismiss it. If the chupacabra is real, I wanted to find it."
The chupacabra, it hold up sign like the coyote from the Looney Tunes, and it said,
"Me."
It said, "Chupa me el culo." Oh, it wanted me to suck its asshole.
Oh, my God.
I can't with you.
So, I can with you.
You're married to him.
I'm going to make a sign that says, "Chupa me el culo." Put it on a t-shirt.
Do it.
With the little cartoon
version of the chupacabra.
It's probably going to look a lot like Marvin Martian.
Oh, don't do just that, with Marvin. Spines.
He's going to have the whole suck my asshole sign.
Wonderful.
Our first merch idea. I love it.
Oh, my God.
I'm not against it.
We can just put Creeps in the Crypt in the back.
There we go.
Make the focus suck my asshole.
Yeah, suck it. Chupa mi culo. Wear that to work. Wear that to your job at Subway.
It's great for Casual Friday.
Perfect.
NSFW Friday?
Yes. Let Sam finish the reason. Okay. Jesus.
Another version of the chupacabra soon came out after, and it was the Texas version where
bitch-ass version.
It was easier to believe than a bear or reptile-like creature with spines on its back and hopped like a kangaroo and smelled of sulfur. This one had smooth, hairless skin, walked on four legs, and definitely had a tail. It looks very similar to a dog.
Probably escaped from Wuhan.
Oh, my God.
You see, a vampire bat fucked a coyote.
Got it.
And now we got a chupacabra.
Mystery solved. Yeah, that's how COVID started, and that's how the chupacabra.
Yeah. Well, you see.
You have to sacrifice the chupacabra now?
Look.
For COVID.
A vampire bat busted a nut on a pangolin. And then a coyote fucked it, and now we got a chupacabra.
Got it.
That makes more sense.
Absolutely.
And then somebody made it into soup.
And someone ate it.
Mm-hmm.
For years, the chupacabra was considered folklore and the center for internet conspiracy theories. Then came the bodies.
Oh, shit.
In the Southwest states in the early 2000s, people started finding dead bodies resembling the latest chupacabra description. Hairless, four-legged creatures with burnt-looking skin. There have been about a dozen that have turned up since then. Farmers and ranchers called the police because they had no idea what they were looking at. The authorities had simple answers for them. They were mostly dogs and coyotes. Benjamin said, quote, "The reason these animals get identified as chupacabras is because they've lost their hair to sarcoptic mange. It is highly contagious skin disease that's pretty common in, like, canine breeds, like coyotes, wolves, dogs. little mites will burrow under the skin, causing the dogs to like scratch and scratch and scratch and scratch at their skin, and they start to lose their hair, and the skin becomes abnormally thick, and the constant itching produces nasty looking scabs, which I guess could be
the dark color.
Yeah, but I've also seen pictures of these things, and they don't look like a regular coyote. They look like a coyote, like a coyote with a genetic mutation. Like their legs aren't proportionate to the body. Like the front legs are extremely fucking short, and the hind legs are a lot longer.
So he's kind of like face down, ass up.
Yeah, that's the way he likes to suck.
Oh my
god! Oh, that was a good one.
It was.
A Puerto Rican man told the New York Times back in 1996, quote, "Dogs have never attacked my animals." But according to BBC, he may have been mistaken. It's not uncommon for a dog to bite another animal and then leave it to die with no other apparent injury besides the original bite mark.
I mean, isn't Puerto Rico is kind of full of feral dogs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
Like, there's jungle dogs that, mm-hmm. like, are extremely wild and mm-hmm. do not interact with people mm-hmm. in any way, shape, or form.
No.
That if they, I'm sure they got hungry enough, would go and fuck up a chicken coop.
Probably. But that they wouldn't leave them completely exsanguinated. They would just eat them.
Yeah. It would be a bloodbath.
Yeah, there'd be blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Not with this guy.
Nope. He's a clean eater.
It's almost like it puts him in a trance. And then, like...
Yeah, because there's no, like, struggle marks or anything.
No. There's no struggle. It's. I mean, I'm leaning into the aliens, man. Once again, another cryptid that came from outer space.
Benjamin thinks that the reason the Chupacabra legend has stuck around for so long is because it could have something to do with the anti-U.S. sentiment in Puerto Rico. There's been some talk on the island of how U.S. government conducts a top-secret scientific experiment in the El Yunque forest. The animal's strange appearance and bizarre food choices don't occur in nature. And it seems implausible that it could have evolved from any known animal, except for maybe a vampire bat. Some Puerto Ricans believe it isn't too much of a stretch to think that the U.S. could have created a blood-sucking creature in a lab and allowed it to wreak havoc on the farmland.
That's not a bad theory either.
Mm-mm.
Like, if maybe we got our hands on a human human-alien hybrid and it fucking got out. Or we just wanted to see what it would do.
But what could the point be for creating such a strange creature?
I mean, the U.S. government wanted to drop...
For funsies.
Yeah, look.
That is one of my bullet points. I have bullet points.
Are you going to talk about Operation Northwoods? Because I will.
No, you can do it.
All right, so Operation Northwoods, they wanted to hijack armed Cuban friendlies to hijack a plane in Miami and crash it into the tallest building there. That was in the 60s to start a war with Cuba. Does that sound familiar to anyone else? Because it did to me.
Mm-hmm. Eerily familiar.
That's what I'm saying. Kennedy was like, no, get the fuck out of here. We're not doing that shit. So you can thank John F. Kennedy.
I think we can't thank him, unfortunately.
You can thank his ghost. Dead. Maybe through a Ouija board. if he still knows how to spell. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I'm getting looks now.
Yes. So one of the reasons for like creating mm-hmm. the creature or the creature just occurring. It could have been a mistake. Maybe the Chupacabra is an experiment in genetic engineering. And
it was a lab breach.
It somehow got... When it's... It, okay. Hmm. I'm just gonna...
Yep. I was waiting.
Okay, thank you.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. So another reason that this creature could have been created was it was a mistake. Maybe the Chupacabra is an experiment in genetic engineering gone wrong that somehow escaped?
Sounds like the Chupacabra flu.
No, don't start.
It was a lab leak. It got out. We don't know what happened.
But what were they trying to create if the Chupacabra was the thing that went wrong?
I mean, It could be a multitude of things on what they were trying to create. You don't think some fucking crazy cockamamie doctor's getting a grant somewhere to like
brew up monkey,
half human super soldiers?
Oh, absolutely. Because
that already happened in Russia.
Or it could be a weapon. You're just burning all my content.
Mm-hmm. You could just not read these notes and let Eric just go off on a tangent. We could just check them off one after the other.
Yep.
I don't even have the notes in front of me, folks. That's how good I am at this job. I don't even need notes. I got it all up here in my brain.
Is that all you got?
You had to go Alex Jones with it.
I mean, that's how I feel right now. They're teaching 5-year-olds how to suck cock.
Oh my
God. No, they're teaching chupacabras.
Yeah.
They're teaching chupacabras how to suck cock.
And kill chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And cats.
And kitties and doggies.
Biden doesn't want you to have livestock. He's trying to take away your livestock. They're paying farmers across the country to get rid of their livestock.
So the chupacabra could be a weapon. Perhaps the government intended to unleash a horde of these things into enemy countries in order to destroy their food supply, or maybe just to scare them a little. Maybe there are thousands of these guys out there for this purpose. Or maybe they are meant to prey on humans and win a war without putting soldiers in harm's way.
Well, they're doing a really shitty job at preying on humans. I think the food source is like gleep glorp up on Delta 6 is like, they eat a lot of chicken. Maybe we should get rid of them chickens. Starve them out.
Some think that the chupacabra was set free on purpose to test its effectiveness. Hopefully that is not the case.
You mean like the Flatwoods Monster?
Maybe. Hopefully that is not the case, because that would have been a gamble to ensure that the beast would only carry out its intended mission without harming any humans or anything else.
They're only females, so they can't reproduce.
Life finds a way.
Exactly. Thank you.
Benjamin also has an explanation for Madeline's story. Back in 1995, when she claimed to have seen this creature, Hollywood released the sci-fi horror film Species, which featured an alien-human hybrid, and it was partially filmed in Puerto Rico, and Madeline had seen it. But still, whenever a goat goes missing in Puerto Rico, people will be buzzing with claims of having seen a chupacabra.
I have seen the chupa. He always has a sign that says, chupa mio culo.
All right, your idiotic rants are over. Let her finish the damn notes.
Okay.
So I do have a few sighting stories for you. One is in Texas, but the other two are in, like, Puerto Rico. In the city of Caguas.
That sounded right.
Sure. Caguas. If I didn't say that right, I'm sorry. A family claimed that the creature burst through their children's bedroom window before destroying a child's teddy bear. It escaped, leaving behind rancid meat and a puddle of slime. Allegedly, of course. But by the end of 1995, more than 1,000 reported cases of blood loss being the cause of death for animals and livestock were reported. During the investigation of some scenes of chupacabra sightings, unidentified three-toed track marks were found leaving the area. No animal that is around these days fits that bill of that track mark. Mm-mm. And they've never investigated it further.
It reminds me of a velociraptor.
They're getting smarter.
Clever girl.
That's what I call Adeline. She's a little raptor. Raptors are getting smarter. So there's a story from Texas of a actually captured chupacabra.
Oh, please tell me it ended up in a circus. A freak show. Please.
I don't know where it went. But it was caught by a couple in Ratcliffe, Texas, who were certain that they'd found a chupacabra. They found it on a Sunday night, captured it, and stored it until someone could come over and tell them what they found. It had no hair on its back, massive claws, big teeth, and a terrifying growl.
I love this little guy.
He's tall, though. He's like 3 to 4 feet tall. That's only a foot shorter than I am.
I know, but I usually like my tall cryptids.
You do like the tall cryptids. I'm sorry he wasn't tall enough for you.
It's okay.
You must be this tall to ride this ride.
God, I did Gremlins on when we had our original podcast.
I wish we could do those again. That was so much fun.
We can't because I will never get the reaction. You will
never get the same reaction from me.
Folks, one day we will release the Gremlins episode because Sam's reaction after edging her for 35 minutes and then finally telling her that, oh, there was actually a report and this is what happened. And she's like, wait, hold on. Wait, what? But I would have to say that these things are, they're not something made in nature. So it's either going to be some kind of an experiment that got loose.
Yeah.
Which it would make me just super happy to know that that's even a possibility because we're just making little terrifying vampire. It's like vampire. A little
bioweapon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be.
The fact that it doesn't like, I don't know if it's the reason why it's sucking the blood and that's what it feeds off of is to scare people and fuck up their livestock because that's some pretty scary shit. Well,
fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that was the whole purpose for the Flatwoods Monster was to create fear.
Mm-hmm. Scary little guy.
So.
He's a scary little guy.
Yes. I am so glad that we did the Chupacabra.
Do you like your birthday episode?
I do.
I think I'm still leaning with my theory that it's an extraterrestrial. It's of extraterrestrial origin.
I like the idea that he could be a genetically engineered dude.
I mean, that's pretty cool, but
I just like it because, like, it's.
I mean,
it's kind of cool.
What if chupacabras were sent here from outer space to fuck up the ecosystem as a bioweapon?
That'd be interesting.
Would it still be a bioweapon?
I was doing my best ancient aliens voice.
Oh. I knew it sounded familiar.
Could it be? What are the chances?
I wonder if any of them are chipped. Like the aliens are going to show up and then they have like a.
They are like. It is associated with a lot of UFO sighting, not sightings, but like landing sites, like the crop circles.
Yeah.
And how like cows and other cattle are completely drained of all the blood around where.
They also have their organs removed, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
but they're,
unless this, guy's not this dude in that. Is actually sucking assholes and getting the intestines out through the butt. He's got to suck a lot of shit to do that.
Oh, gross.
He's like, my belly is full of the poo-poo.
Is that what he sounds like?
My belly is full of caca.
Oh, God. You got anything else over there?
Dude, I've enjoyed this episode.
You don't say.
I thoroughly have.
I love it.
Any chance I can just like...
be obnoxious?
No, I wasn't even being obnoxious. What are you talking about? I was going off the rails
for a hot second. You were feeling yourself.
I was like, I didn't even have the notes in front of me. I was just like.
You were just doming it.
I was raw dogging this episode.
You did.
You did.
I raw dogged the shit out of it. Much like a chupacabra in a chicken pen.
Oh my gosh. Would you like to drop the socials?
I will drop the socials. First and foremost, thank you guys so much for the downloads, the likes, the love. We appreciate it. Keep doing it.
We love that shit.
Yes. Share it with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know what we're up to. We got some fun stuff coming here soon.
Lots of fun stuff on the way.
Look out for your Chupa Mio Culo Chupacabra shirts.
Oh, my God.
You're going to start working on that as soon as
this episode. I'm going to start working on that. And what was the other one?
You know, I just had an idea. Mm-hmm. We have quite a few
face
followers.
Down, ass up. That's the way I like to suck. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that we have quite a few creative followers, and I think if any of them could come up with some kind of idea, I would be willing to do it.
I'm going to have to pay an artist to get it drawn up.
I would like to see what you guys come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Please do not send pictures of, you know, not safe for Facebook where it's a goat getting its ass sucked by this thing.
I don't want to see a cartoon chupacabra sucking your cock. I don't. I don't want to see it. Don't put that in my inbox.
But if you would like to know where our inboxes are, you now can find us on Facebook, Instagram.
Now that I've thrown that out there, that's all I'm going to get.
Yep. That's all you're going to get.
TikTok, all the good socials. Thanks a lot for messing up my social, you know, the little bit that I get to talk.
Instagram,
over you.
Twitter, all of it. Get out there. Spread around like wildfire. Yep. Share the show.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Okay.
You got anything else?
No.
Anybody? Do you have anything else?
I mean, I could come up with some more, but no, you know what? Jesus. We'll end it. I mean, we're a little early on time this week, but you know what?
It was a lot of fun, though.
It was a good time.
It was entertaining.
It was loosey-goosey.
Yeah. It was fun.
All right, guys. We'll see you next Friday.
Bye, guys.